An absurd phrase is used in the White House's 2021 budget proposal, birthing people. It appears in a section dealing with funding to reduce maternal mortality, which is worse among Black mothers. Senators tried to get clarification at a hearing. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford asked Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra, "Can you help me get a good definition of birthing people?" Secretary Becerra couldn't or wouldn't do it. I'll check on the language there. But I think if we're talking about those who give birth, I think we're talking about, here he stopped, apparently at a loss, since they have obviously decided not to use the word mothers. I don't know how to explain it to you. Then he stopped. He couldn't spit it out. In the interest of some misguided brand of social justice, the administration is canceling mom in official documents. Senator Lankford pressed the secretary, "Would you at least admit calling a mom a birthing person could be offensive to some moms?" Once more, Becerra dodged, telling the senator, "I'll get back to you. But again, we're trying to be precise." Precise? Senator Lankford pointed out that mom is a pretty good word that's worked for a while, and I think it's pretty precise. Progressive orthodoxy tells us that men can have babies. So to cover all possibilities, they coin confusing terms like birthing people. In a House Budget Committee hearing, Shalonda Young, Deputy Director of the Office of Management and Budget, was at least a bit more forthcoming in replying to a question about this terminology. She said, "There are certain people who do not have gender identities that apply to male and female. So we think our language needs to be more inclusive on how we deal with complex issues." Missouri Congressman James Smith wondered if this term birthing people will replace woman or mother going forward. The congressman says, "They're turning us into crazy town." He's right. For Point of View, I'm Penno Dexter.